I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us here on Current State for Tuesday. The economy in our state is on the upswing, and education budgets that were cut during the Great Recession are starting to increase again. But despite some funding boosts, educational achievement in Michigan has remained fairly stagnant in the past 10 years, and that's meant that some of the states that used to trail Michigan, like Tennessee and Florida, are now ahead of us in national rankings. Advocates say Michigan students are unlikely to catch up without substantial changes to the state's education policy. A new report from the Education Trust Midwest in Ann Arbor suggests that if Michigan continues on its current educational track, it could land in the bottom 10 states for achievement by 2030. Joining us by phone to talk about the report and the new Michigan Achieves campaign is Sarah Lenhoff. Sarah is the Director of Policy and Research at the Education Trust. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mark.
In your report, you list some pretty steep declines in ranking for Michigan. For instance, the state fell from 28th in the country for fourth grade reading, which gets a lot of attention. We fell from 28th in the country to 38th in the past 10 years. Talk to us about what was behind that decline, please.
Yeah, we saw a pretty steep decline since 2003 in our fourth grade reading rankings. And that's really because of two reasons. One is because our fourth graders are actually reading at lower levels than they were 10 years ago. So their average score on national tests is actually lower than it was. But the bigger reason really is that a lot of other states, most other states, are improving at a much more rapid pace. So their fourth graders are reading at much higher levels than they were 10 years ago, which has left Michigan behind. We essentially used the past 10 years of data to track out what Michigan's rank would be in 2030 if we stayed on this same path. And what we found is we'll be 44th in the country if we keep doing what we've been doing and other states continue to improve at a greater rate than us.
You describe the state as being at a crossroads when it comes to education. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, we really see this as a key opportunity point, right? We have all of this rich data from the past decade that shows Michigan's education decline compared to the rest of the country. But we also have a lot of rich information and research from other states that show what's possible if we actually get on a different path. So Tennessee is a great example of a state that 10 years ago was actually performing at lower levels than Michigan. It's now the most improved state in the country on national assessments. And we can look to Tennessee and see what they've done in the past 10 years to raise their achievement levels. And some of the things they've done, Michigan has the opportunity to do right now, this year, in this budget cycle.
Give us a couple examples, please.
Sure. So a big one is investing in and committing to a statewide educator evaluation system. So we've taken some baby steps in doing this. We've required that teachers be evaluated in Michigan, but we really haven't put any standards in place saying this is how you give a really effective evaluation. This is how you give good feedback to teachers so that they improve their practice. And this is how you track their performance over time. So a state like Tennessee has been implementing that kind of system for several years now. State leaders there say it's one of the keys to their educational improvement. And we have a bill sitting right now in the House. Senate Bill 103 has been passed from the Senate to the House, and it could institute some of these standards around educator evaluation and support that we've seen work so well in other states.
Are you encouraged by that? Are you encouraged by the fact that legislation is moving through the legislature?
We are. We're very encouraged. We think that the bill still needs a little bit of work to make it look more like these model states, but we think that it's really promising that so many legislators are interested in getting this done. The K-12 community is very committed to implementing this, so that's great. And then the other thing is that the governor recommended about almost $15 million to invest in this new system, which we think is really important. We're hopeful that that budget money gets passed through in this budget cycle by June.
I did some reading on this over the weekend here in anticipation of our interview, and I see there are actually various different kinds of models for assessing educator effectiveness that are out there in play, and I guess they all have some degree of advantages here. There's no one standard that's in play. It's actually several standards, correct?
Well, what the research says is that using several kind of different measures of teacher effectiveness is the best way to get the most accurate sort of indication of how well they're doing and give teachers the best feedback. So a state like Tennessee uses quantitative student growth data from state assessments. So they track the impact that teachers have on student learning, but they combine that with things like observations of teachers and conversations about the goals that each teacher has and how they're going to reach them. And then other districts, even in Michigan, are using things like student surveys to sort of supplement their educator evaluations and give more rich data back to teachers. So all of those things are really important, and it's good to have a well-rounded system that includes all of those.
Sarah Lenhoff is Director of Policy and Research at the Education Trust Midwest. We're talking about their latest report on education in Michigan, which says the state is rapidly falling behind others in the country when it comes to public education. So back to some of these trends here. Fourth grade reading is worrisome here, according to your results. Give us another area that concerns you.
Sure. In eighth grade math, we are now ranked 37th in the country. We're projecting if we stay on the same path, we'll end up at about 43rd in the country. And then if you go back to fourth grade reading, we broke down our projections by subgroups, so not just all the students in the state, but also our students of color, our white students, our low-income students. We actually found that our white students are losing so much ground compared to their peers across the country that they'll be 49th in the country in 2030 if we stay on the same path. So only one state will be lower than us, West Virginia.
Your report came out here almost a week ago. Has there been, what do you make of the response to your report? Have you had much response to your report?
We have. You know, we saw this report as really the kickoff of our Michigan Achieves campaign, which is a campaign to make Michigan a top 10 education state by 2030. And we've had enormous response from the news media, from lawmakers. We've met with some key lawmakers in Lansing to talk about our data and how we see they could be helpful in getting us on the right track. And pretty much everyone we've talked to has said this is certainly a problem. You know, the data don't lie. We've got to figure something out. And I think there is growing consensus around several of the recommendations in our report that we need to do educator evaluation well. We need to better support our teachers to teach to higher standards, which is one of our recommendations. And we also need to hold the system accountable for improving student learning, especially in those early grades with early literacy, when we know that kids are, it's just so important that they read proficiently by third or fourth grade if they're going to be successful in school later on. So there's a lot of consensus building around those things.
I take it another recommendation is for more effective state leadership. Here, and this invariably triggers a discussion about what should Lansing be responsible for, what should local districts be responsible for. How does your report and how do your recommendations address that?
Well, what we found is that really leadership from the top of the state down to the local districts needs to be stronger in Michigan. We've seen a lot of, in the past several decades, you know, Michigan's sort of status quo is to push everything down to the local level and say, you know, local control, let all the locals make the decisions. And that's what we have been doing, and these are the results. We're headed in the wrong direction for education. So we're not suggesting that the state should have complete control over the education system, but that we've learned a lot about what states can do to put some standards around high-quality practices and help and support local districts to actually implement them. So a good example is we now have new standards in Michigan. They're really rigorous. Our students are being assessed on them this spring for the first time. And Michigan as a whole has not done a lot to actually train our teachers on how to teach those standards well. So The local districts have done that on their own. Some of them have done it well, but many of them have not. They haven't trained their teachers on how to teach those standards. So it's really important that the state sort of step up and say, you have to do this. Here are some ways that you can do this well. Here are some vendors that are proven providers in other states that we know will work, those sorts of things.
And do you think educators at the local level want more state guidance?
I think they do. I mean, what we saw with testimony around the educator evaluation bill was that many of the local superintendents and district leaders said that they were eager to have more guidance from the state about how to do educator evaluation well, how to make sure that they're meeting certain standards and best practices. So we are seeing some eagerness from the field that they want guidance around this. They want to benefit from sort of the cost effectiveness of a state buying into particular vendors, for instance, that are training evaluators. So those things seem to be important to them.
You know, I want to ask you one question about funding before we say goodbye. We saw education spending cut in Michigan a few years back, although it's rebounded recently. Is there evidence to suggest that the spending declines, that the educational declines, rather, are tied to those spending cuts? Is there a correlation there?
There's certainly a correlation, yes. We're concerned about that. Michigan has really inequitable school funding. In fact, our highest poverty school districts actually get less state funding than our lowest poverty school districts, which is certainly not the way it should be, because it tends to cost more to catch students up who are coming to school far behind. So we're very concerned about those things. But I will say that in our research, we found that other states are spending sometimes less than Michigan per pupil and getting much more improvement out of their students. So it's not just about how much the state is spending in education. It's really about how they're spending those dollars. Are they spending them in targeted investments that are proven to work? And that's really the key here.
Sarah Lenhoff is the Director of Policy and Research at the Education Trust Midwest. We've been talking about their new report on the state of public education in Michigan and reforms the organization is proposing to improve Michigan students' educational achievement. Sarah Lenhoff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.